going on, guys? Welcome back to a new episode of Ism Radio. We are back for the new year. We've been gone for a few weeks, but we are back, ladies and gentlemen, ready to chop up some good game with the family. Today's show is brought to you by MinkSlide.com. That's where you can get the Mink Slide vinyl album. We got the vinyl albums available, ladies and gentlemen. And we're celebrating Bree's birthday today.
Wait. Leather boots, could you stand up, please?
Yeah, look, you got it. Bree came in here with the Kim Possible look on their ass.
Yes, look at them boots.
Look at them boots.
Oh, my God.
Bree came through.
Wow,
yeah, Bree is not
like
playing
those.
With y'all
like
ass for the new year.
Nope. Yes. That's dope.
You I dig?
Nobody's son. Do you hear me? Nobody's.
So let me introduce them formally for those who have forgotten or those who are new here. We have Miss Layla over here. How are
hello,
you, Layla?
Hello, I'm good.
How was your 2 weeks off?
Three, to be exact.
Was it three? Yeah. Yes, yeah. 1 minute.
It was wonderful. It was good. Got some rest. Yeah, it was great. Happy New Year.
Yes, indeed. And over here, we have Miss Bree. How are you, Bree?
I am excellent, guys. What's going on? Happy to be back.
What'd you do for your birthday? How have you celebrated your birthday?
I went to Miami, and I did not act like a little whore. I went and rested.
Please, what else y'all do in Miami?
I know.
That motherfucker don't go to Miami to rest. What'd you do in Miami?
I only blacked out one night, okay? That's all y'all getting. Oh, wow. Just one night. But I
acting like she rested a whole
day. I know.
I did. Oh, please. I did. I got my rest on.
Now, was it popping? How long were you out there in Miami?
I was out there for 5 days.
Okay.
And it was popping. And we went to that damn Jamaican restaurant. It was not good.
Really? Which one?
And was it was the one you talking about had a sit down?
Sat down?
No. There was no sit down. Maybe we went to the wrong location.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Yeah, you probably went to another one.
It wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. But it's whatever. I still had a good time.
What clubs did y'all go to out there?
We went to Live. We went to a couple other clubs. I don't remember the name. But of course, we did Live on Sunday. And Liv was lit. That was the club that we blacked out at.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, I didn't black out at the club. I didn't black out until I got home. So I was responsible enough to make it home. But
wow.
Still a
the
very
blackout,
good time.
Man. That's
and
how you do it.
I know, right? It's been so long since. But do y'all want to know how many drinks I had? I had 3 drinks.
What were the drinks?
Blacked out. It was Jameson.
Wow. You blacked off on 3 Jameson?
Yes.
Free. Yeah.
Yes, what I'm saying. I'm so lightweight.
So are you sure somebody didn't slip some in your drink?
No, I don't think so. I was watching them the whole night.
Wow. 3. Yeah, you getting old. When you
I'm getting old.
Yeah. I'm at two drinks right now. Not blackout, but just my limit. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Y'all drinking Ciroc and want to take a nap and shit.
But New Year's, Bree came over. We celebrated.
Now, what did y'all do? They all got together on New Year's. I didn't even know this. They got together on New Year's. What y'all
do?
I was going
to
go. Layla invited us to some party, then canceled the same fucking day.
That's true.
I'm like, damn.
That's true.
Tariq act like he was going to come.
I was going to come through.
She
tweeted us a picture of a house, a big mansion with windows and with Benzes and champagne bottles and shit. I'm like, oh, damn. I'm like, this is about to be lit. We're going to get my toes done. Shit. I'm trying to get it popping. Then she texts back, niggasplaining. Guess what, y'all? What had happened was, fuck.
No, it was going to be a huge party, but then it was at my brother's house, and he thought about it. He was like, nah, because 1 year they messed up his whole house. And he was like, you know what? Never mind. I'm going to just do a small family get together. So I invited Bree and Fatima. And I was going to invite you at the last minute, but I was like, Tariq's probably with his family. I'm going to just invite Bree and Fatima. So it was like a small gathering.
And where was it?
It was still at his house.
He just
didn't want a bunch of random niggas in there. He just wanted really like friends and close family. So it was fun. We had fun. We got drunk a little bit.
Cool.
Shots and stuff. Brought in the new year together.
We had to count down 2 or 3 times. Motherfuckers didn't have no clocks. No.
We know what's the countdown. We making up countdowns. It's fun though. It's really fun.
Man, but hey, there's so much shit going on out here.
Oh my God, y'all.
Man, where do we start? There's so much.
Oh my God.
Let's just start with the elephant in the fucking
Kelly
universe.
Golly.
Yes.
R. Goddamn Kelly.
There's so many opinions about this R. Kelly thing. Y'all know they just launched an investigation in Atlanta today.
Yeah, I saw
it. So some kind of criminal investigation. So they're gonna try to, they're gonna try to get something on him.
Girls are still living with him currently.
Yeah.
Right now. So
that's why there's so many opinions on the situation, because so many of those women and girls are there at their own will.
Right, right. And a lot of people seems like it's almost backfiring to a certain degree, because a lot of people are telling half-truths. People know that R. Kelly's on that perv shit, but the way they're presenting the information, it's like a lot of people popping up online, like Andrea Kelly. She's saying one thing on the special, and then people got videos of her giving him props, giving him praises, telling people to leave him alone. So a lot of people are confused by some of the stuff we're seeing in social media. And people were shocked that his music started to get more streams after the thing. His shit starts shooting up to number one.
You want to know the crazy thing, though, is that when they were talking about some of those songs and the reasons they were wrote and like the people that they were written about, it was like, damn, let me go listen to that again and see if I hear. Because I've been listening to R. Kelly literally since I was a kid. I was one of the young girls that met R. Kelly in my teenage years, like excited to want to work with him.
Yeah.
Right.
So like
Wait, so you met him?
Yes.
And were you, how young were you? Were you too old for him at the time?
I was maybe 16.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's
I was 16.
You're over the hill by that time.
Exactly. But I was with a group, and our youngest member at the time, I think she was 14, and we had just got her.
Mm.
And when we met him, he conversed with her a little bit more than everybody else.
Mm.
Oh, wow. Really? Because I was going to ask you, did you see anything shady?
Now, growing up in Chicago, you heard shit. About him. What did you hear?
Oh, we definitely heard about the youngest girl, that one that got peed on. Like, that was on the video.
Mm.
That was
Did you hear anything before that, though?
I heard that R. Kelly had a lot of hoes.
Mm.
Like, you can't go to his studio and be a cute girl and not be like, not think he's not going to hit on you, no matter who he got. You know what I'm saying? If he had a woman or a wife, whatever it was. You going to the studio, if somebody's taking you to the studio where R. Kelly, they taking you for a reason, especially if it's a man.
He had a bed in there, too.
Yeah.
I used to know somebody that, like, way back in the day, they told me they went to his house, and they're like, he lives like a caveman.
Wow.
He never, and this was a long time ago,
like,
when somebody, he never leaves. Somebody told me this, like, long time ago. They're like, yeah, I went to his house, and, like, he never leaves. It's like, he literally is a caveman.
You want to know what's crazy? As long as I've been listening to R. Kelly music, I've never liked him as a person. Even before knowing anything about what he did, I've always been like, it's something not all the way there with R. Kelly for me.
Mm.
So I could appreciate his music, but him as a person, I never cared for. Like, I wasn't one of those girls that was like, oh my God, it's R. Kelly, I'm starstruck. You know what I'm saying? I appreciated his body of work and how talented he was, but it was never like, oh my God, I'm starstruck, I'll do anything to work with him. And that's how he got a lot of those young girls.
Mm.
And then he mind fucked them into the point that they wanted to stay there. So he's dead wrong for catching them at that age.
Yeah.
But then when they became adults and steady going back, like, they're there.
The parents is what I have a problem with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what, because you cannot, I don't care. You cannot give me $1 million. I want you in jail, nigga. You know what I mean?
To take your 14-year-old child to an R. Kelly concert where he bumping and grinding.
It's the parents have,
and sex
it's their fault. I'm sorry. They have a big thing to do. Like,
because the thing is, none of the women or girls of their families, nobody has ever filed criminal charges against R. Kelly. When he went to trial, that's because the tape circulated and they got him. That was the state getting him on child pornography.
Right.
And it was the girl's family who came in and said, hey, that ain't me.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. So none of the girls, none of the people, they just took the money. So I'm like, God damn. What the hell is going on with these families out here?
People from Chicago have been covering for R. Kelly for a long time. And primarily because he's like the jewel of our city. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
R. Kelly was like the biggest celebrity to come out of Chicago at that time.
Yeah.
And they were protecting him at all costs.
Mm.
Like, even his guys, his circle, people that knew him, like Sparkle even said on there, like, you know, I knew what was going on. I couldn't say nothing.
Mm.
Artists that work with him, Nick Cannon, Marion, like all of these people was coming out and saying, oh, I know, I saw it, I heard, I couldn't say anything.
What about Sparkle dropping a single, though?
Right? Yeah. Like, oh, my God. Yeah.
What's that?
See, that shit like that be looking real funny style, man. She dropped it.
What you thinking? What y'all thinking about that?
I mean, what better time to do it? Like,
use a tragedy to get your single popping.
What if it's a tragedy song?
How about not doing it at all? How about just not sing anymore?
Yeah,
because
what the hell Sparkle been at anyway?
I know.
You just fall out the sky with a song. Where the hell you been at, girl?
This was her moment. To use that.
Yeah,
that's
you can't
statue.
Use it. You can't be like, yes, I'm raising money for the earthquake in Haiti. My new single is Drop That Ass, coming out right now. Using a tragedy looks bad.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were looking at Sparkle. Like, Sparkle, you know, you brought your niece up there to him knowing how that dude got down. You know, so there's a lot of blame, people pointing fingers.
What about Lifetime? This is their biggest, one of their biggest premieres. 1.9 million the first day.
Yeah, man. Because they made a movement out of it. And that's the thing. Everybody was talking about it in social media and, you know, in mainstream media. So they made a whole big thing out of it. So that's crazy. Yeah, that thing is heavy.
I wonder though, if, because did anybody say anything about physical abuse? I didn't get through the
pool. Yeah, they actually did. A lot of women were saying R. Kelly was slapping them, and I'm like, damn.
Oh, wow.
But with the pimp hand, I feel like it was more like a pimp hand.
Yeah, he's like, you got to call him daddy and all this old crazy shit.
No, I ain't going to say that.
You think what?
No, I mean, I think after a while when they became grown, they were so brainwashed that they actually thought that was okay.
Right.
And they may have liked it. Not saying that, you know, I just feel like he may have brainwashed him into liking it.
Yeah. I know another one of those girls personally on there that was speaking out against him, and she is one of the more recent people that have messed with him, and she was grown. She's grown.
Right, right.
And I watched her happily several times fly to Chicago to meet this dude.
Oh, wow.
Now she's on the show looking sad as hell. Like, that's the part I don't understand. Like, I'm not trying to cover up for R. Kelly. I'm not taking his side. I'm not saying he was right. But when you see people happily do something, you're doing this at your own will. No one put a gun to her head and told her to fly to Chicago every couple days. You know what I'm saying? To see him. So it's just like, I don't understand people's motives.
They're trying to be famous.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of clout.
Trying to be famous?
No, they didn't blatantly say that, but in so many words, didn't they kind
of
say that?
A lot of the parents were like, yeah, we took our daughter to an R. Kelly concert. And, you know, my daughter sings, and we wanted to let her meet R. Kelly because we hoped that she would get her career popping. It was that type of shit. I'm like, y'all know what kind of dude this is. And you know what's interesting, too, about R. Kelly? It looks like he has a type. All the women kind of have a certain look.
You think
sort of dusty look, like.
Oh, shit.
I mean, not to take from nobody, that's obvious.
Yeah.
It's like... I don't know. It's hard to. I'm sorry to call you guys dusty. I'm sorry.
Yeah. She didn't mean that. But she meant it a little bit.
They have a certain look.
They were like almost homely to a certain degree.
Dusty.
Oh, yeah.
No, you know what it is. I think he went for that type of female because they may have had low self esteem and not the pretty girl that everybody looked at. So that's a girl you can prey on.
Right.
You're beautiful. He thinks I'm beautiful. I mean, that's. He knew who to go for.
And you know what? He was molested. R. Kelly was molested by his sister.
By a girl?
Yeah.
His brother said they were molested too.
Yeah, by the sister. They said their sister. Yeah, their sister, Teresa, I think that's her name. She was molesting them, the boys. So she was older. So I'm assuming at the time when she was molesting R. Kelly and those guys, she was a teenager herself. So it might be on a subconscious thing where it's a mental thing. He looks for teenage girls to degrade to act as a proxy to his sister. It's some real deep shit for him to just have a certain type.
Right.
They look the same. They're around the same age. And it's all some, you better call me daddy. You can't eat. You sit in the corner. It's some revenge type of shit that he's doing.
He sounds very narcissistic.
Very.
Sociopath as well.
Man.
Yeah, he said sociopath.
Man. I know, right?
It's a lot of them out there,
yes,
man.
Yes, it is.
I just gave up.
Yes, it is. Lord. So what else is happening out here in the news? Layla.
I thought this was interesting. I want to know what you guys think about this. So, you know, guys, April Jones, which is Omarion's baby mama.
I'm so glad you brought this up.
Oh, yeah. Omarion's baby mama, he has two kids by her. She's been hanging out with one of Omarion's band members, Lil Fizz.
Oh, shit.
And they actually brought in New Year's together, and they were on Instagram Live. So a lot of people were talking about that, like, yo, is Omarion cool with that? So Omarion did an interview the other day, and they asked him about it. And he basically said, look, she a grown woman. She could do whatever she wants to do. And they were like, well, April said that she's coming to the B2K reunion concert. She's going to be backstage. And he was like, I don't know about all that.
Oh, damn.
He said, I don't know about all that. Damn. So he seemed a little bit salty, but he didn't want to speak too much on it because he said he doesn't want to ruin the tour.
Oh, wow.
So he bought that bread. He was like, you know what? You want to do? I ain't ruining the tour. Let's do this. Do what you got to do. What y'all think about that?
Wow.
Is that cool?
Wow, that ain't, I don't think that's cool. You know what I'm saying?
They were all like,
She also just dropped a song.
Oh, she did?
So,
oh, wow. They
so
might be
talking about timing, oh, okay? Wow.
Oh, yeah, I did see her. Yeah, yeah. She's singing or rapping because I didn't hear it. She's singing, okay.
Yeah, so April's been an artist. Okay. And a lot of, I think her bumping heads with Omari in their relationship was that she wanted to pursue her artistry and he kept telling her she wasn't ready.
True. Okay.
And so he was like, he was making her stagnant, basically. And she was like, oh, I've had enough of this.
Yeah.
Mm. But then you being out and being on live with Lil Fizz and like her energy seems like they are together when she's saying they're best friends.
Oh, wow.
And that's the part that's kind of like, it's kind of off-putting. Because you can be best friends with a dude.
Yeah.
Especially if y'all were friends while they were together.
Yeah.
Like, I could see that. I could see her being best friends with him. But the energy seems
But your bandmate, though, that was once your friend but and they all hugged up, like, that's, would you be cool with that?
I don't know about that.
I mean, Omari said he cool with it.
He don't give a damn. He about that.
And
money
wasn't though. What happened with Moniece? Was she in the mix? Moniece.
Yes.
What happened with Moniece?
Moniece. Apparently, Fizz told her that he was taking the kids to the snow for Christmas, and she just assumed he was taking them to Big Bear. Mm-hmm. If you say you're taking your kids to the snow in California, she just assumed. And then she's like, I saw him. She called her. She FaceTimed her son, and he was next to like one of April's kids. And she was like, well, what is Mega doing there? Like, she was confused. Mm. So, in turn, him lying made her feel a ways, and she started speaking out on it. And then April jumped out the sky on live, like, you whoop. They get into it on Instagram Live.
Yeah. Oh wow. Damn.
Now I wonder if this is some genuine shit or they're trying to get a storyline for the show. You know what I'm saying?
April was done with Love and Hip Hop. Fizz said he's done with Love and Hip Hop. And I think Moniece is trying to get out of that too.
Oh, damn.
So
okay.
It seemed personal from Moniece. Like, she seemed a little like, what the hell is going on? And for your baby mom not to know that you are best friends with a female of your ex bandmate, like,
that's
it just
weird.
Don't really all add up.
Wow.
But if it is for her dropping this single and her trying to get her music out there, I'm here for it.
Yeah, like,
everybody else do it. Why not? Shit.
Tariq, what are we going to do for your next single?
Know.
Should we have a brawl up in here? Like, what are we
I know. I'm start cooning it up. Get off me, bitch. You jive ass turkey.
Not a jive turkey. Goddamn. You always got to take it back to the 70s.
We did say we was going to do something towards the end of the year, and we never did it. I don't know if we could talk about it, but maybe we'll talk about it later.
Yes, indeed. We'll a music project. We're trying to get them popping.
Yeah.
And
speaking of the holidays, we got gifts. We got gifts. Let's show y'all gifts that we got for everybody.
So
Fatima got us all cups.
Yes,
yeah, she got us some mugs.
Yes.
She got us some mugs.
Yes. Thank you, Fatima.
Thank you, Tima.
Thank you.
Okay. And so a lot of y'all was like hitting me on Instagram, asking me how I feel about Tariq giving me bras, and I was so confused. And that's because this is my first time seeing it. So, for those of you that don't know, these are size 40D.
Wow.
I'm a 34 triple D.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm like, because they be
of course he
wait,
don't know.
Those are too small, Brie.
No. They're too big.
Oh, they're too big. Okay.
The back are too big.
And
look at! Wow! I have a variety. I am going to try.
It shows you I know nothing about bra sizes.
I know, right?
Bree's
know
gonna nothing. Sell them. Bree says she's gonna sell them.
If I can't fit them, I'm selling them. So dudes,
y'all should get a personalized bra from Bree.
Bree, you should put it on and then sell it.
Yeah, so get some of your energy on it and then sell it to the.
And sign it. Sign it.
Yes,
and everything.
Yes.
Make a whole, you know, little project out of it.
Oh wait, let me put my Cash App out there.
Yes, 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 yes.
Bree Aria.
Yes.
That's in my Cash App.
Brie,
and those bras, if you see the name on them, what's the name of the bras, Brie?
I just saw it. Look at it.
The bra, it ain't Victoria's Secret. It's Viola's Secret.
It's Viola's Secret.
Where'd you get that from?
I'm done with him.
Where'd you get that?
That's Viola
Davis.
Wow.
This looked like a bra Viola Davis.
Really?
Those are Viola's Secrets. It's way better than Victoria.
Oh, wow.
That's Victoria's cousin, Viola.
Wow.
Hey, I'm looking.
Yes,
y'all want to sign bras?
Yes, y'all want to
get breasts admitted.
Make a whole company out of that. I like that idea.
Yes, yes.
That's a good
you
idea.
Should do that. Like, make a bra line.
Yeah.
You should think about doing that. Make a fly bra line, a
that'd
sexy
be,
bra
that'd
line.
Be that
would be cool.
You dig? Call that shit R.E.A.
Yes! You better rent a
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay,
yes. You dig? You better
like
do that.
I like that.
Man.
I like that.
Now show what we got.
Show what Layla got.
Show what we got, Layla.
I'm actually actually excited. Tariq, this is a damn joke, but no. This ain't no damn joke.
We got Layla some bundles.
Show you. He got the right kind, too.
Yes.
First of all.
What time for the man getting up?
Yes.
Bundles,
yes.
Yes, this is the wavy.
Especially amongst Meek Mill talking about lace fronts.
I know, I heard that. I saw him talking shit about lace fronts.
He got a nice little wavy, and he got three bundles, which we did three. Thank you, Tariq.
Thank you, welcome.
Are you trying to tell me something?
No, but Layla's always in here complaining about her bundles. Like, I got to wear a hat because... You know, today, it ain't it today. I just got to wear this hat. Oh, Lord.
She always explaining about her
hair. Yeah, always explaining about the. Well, next, I put a bundle on layaway. I'm going to get Friday. I got this new girl doing it. She came in from Colorado. I don't know her that well.
You be sounding Bree. Like that.
Oh, Bree with the struggles with the hairdressers. But we
I'm
gotta,
actually super happy about this.
Yes, indeed.
Bundles are expensive.
I'm happy to have some bundles.
Wait till I come here rocking it. Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Tariq. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So what else is happening Oh, yeah, give me my gift. Layla got me some little neck. Where those necklaces come from?
Oh, yeah, no, this is actually from, I can't even pronounce it. It's Isis, what is that?
I don't know. Asase. Let me see that. What's the name of this shit?
Asase,
okay.
Asase sent us these necklaces, which are really dope. He sent them all the way from Sweden, you guys.
He's from Sweden. Hey.
Yes,
okay.
He's a fan of Ism.
Okay.
And he wanted to.
Shout out to Sweden.
Yes, Sweden in the building.
And
these are dope.
These, shout out to the brother who sent them, but these are the littlest fucking necklaces I've ever seen.
Yeah,
I can't.
That's going to be a choke on Tariq.
Man. This is going to be an anklet for my ass. I put this on my feet.
Damn.
But these are little bitty ass necklaces, brother. I wish you could have put a little more length on them.
At least for Tariq.
Yeah.
This
but
is dope,
I'm,
y'all
like connected to another chain.
Yeah. Oh, this could be a bathtub stopper chain. I could just lift up the...
Give it to Peanut.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, it looks pretty on her.
I know. I'll let the kids play with it.
Let
the kids play with it. This looks like it's... It might be real.
Is it? What is it? Real silver? What is it?
I feel like it's real silver.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Let the kids play with it.
Oh, okay.
Let the kids play with it.
Shout out to the brother. Shout out to
him. Thank you.
Anybody send anything else? Shit.
What is this?
I think I got y'all some shirts, too.
Thank you.
Somebody sent these.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where's your shirt? I got you one over there, too, Bree. Black dollars matter. Black money matters.
I like that.
Black money matters.
You know, I love me some sweatshirts.
Oh, yeah.
Cream money matter too.
Now, what is that? What?
Like
no, I know that, but what kind of, what is that outfit?
It's like a dress.
Is it
like
a dress?
Okay. One shoulder dress.
Wait. Oh, okay, because I was looking at it like, what the fuck is
wait,
this?
Wait, what is that?
A one shoulder.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, yeah, I'm rocking this.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all got the right things. Like, I love sweatshirts. That's all I wear.
Yeah.
And if I'm not, you know.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Shout out to the listeners. Man, so. Bree, what else is happening out here in the news?
Can we talk about what you posted on your page?
Which one?
About Mr. Creepy Man.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus, dude. What is happening to these black men out here?
Out here in L.A., they got this dude.
It's in L.A.?
This is in L.A., yeah. This is in L.A., yeah. This is a rich white donor named Ed Buck. He donates a lot to the Democratic Party.
What donor?
Yeah, like money. I don't know where he get his money from, like, but he's sitting on a lot of paper. And this dude has like a fetish for like black men.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets these black men up. He owns that building over there. It's a building in West Hollywood. And he brings these brothers there and they do all types of shit. And two brothers have ended up dead in that damn place. One brother was found dead 18 months ago and another one was found dead yesterday.
Yeah.
So how's he getting away with this?
That's the thing. That's why everybody is up in arms. He white and rich.
No, but like they're not investigating. Like what's the excuse for the man being dead?
Yeah, they keep saying it's a drug overdose. So why the fuck is everybody going to overdose at this man's house?
Wow.
You
and
did?
Then, right, because you hear, his attorney was horrible.
Oh, man.
You need to fire that attorney, sir.
Man,
get you a new one because he ain't going to do it for you because he was stuttering like a motherfucker. But my thing is... They say so, and you were on live with somebody that chimed in about the whole thing, and he was saying like, you know, he gets people that's already inebriated or you know have some duet fluid in their system or some type of drugs, and probably get them some more drugs. You know what I'm saying when you get there. But then I also saw somewhere like maybe he's running tests on these people or trying out different things. Like you just never know a man with that much money.
I've been hearing so many different things about dude, and the people in LA are up in arms. And people went to his fucking house. You know, last night people were at his house like, hey, what's up? So people are really up in arms about that out here, and you know we're gonna have to do something about that.
You see him on the news? He looked all over the place when he was talking.
You talking about him or the lawyer?
Oh, that was the lawyer.
Yeah, that was the lawyer.
Oh, my
Yeah. Have you seen him?
Yeah, he hadn't surfaced yet.
Yeah, surfaced.
They probably, you know, got a gag order.
The lawyer looked crazy.
Yeah, the lawyer was looking crazy as hell.
He got to get another lawyer.
Wow. Yeah, and the lawyer made it look real more suspicious talking
he's
about, well,
so
yeah.
Disheveled.
Yeah. The guy came over. He was already having problems. He was already on drugs. And all. How you know? There's
right.
No, this, you don't have an autopsy.
Right.
So, and this is why I always tell people, brothers and sisters in the LGBT community, that these motherfuckers will still practice the same kind of racism against you that they will do everybody else. You're not special because you kicking it with those cats.
Right.
They don't look at you as one of them. They will still practice racism and dangerous white supremacy against you. So I want my brothers out there in that community to please be safe around these dudes.
Please.
You dig?
Yeah, that guy was spilling a tea on your
watch
line.
Your
yeah, that dude was breaking that shit down,
yeah.
Man.
Watch your back.
He knew.
Yeah, he was dropping some shit on a whole bunch of other people. Yeah. Like Brian Singer,
right,
and I'm like,
right.
John Travolta, Kevin Spacey. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I've been hearing about John Travolta for a long time.
Man.
It's crazy. Remember, what's that guy, Corey?
Feldman.
Yeah. He did like a little documentary on like the molestation ring in Hollywood.
Yeah, there's a few documentaries on that.
Yeah,
I always promote. Yeah.
In Hollywood.
That shit is heavy. That shit is heavy. That's why my thing is, you know, a lot of people going in on R. Kelly, rightfully so, but I want people to keep that same damn energy for everybody else.
What happened with John Legend?
Yeah, me and John Legend, we were kind of going back and forth on Twitter because, you know, John Legend, he was in the special, he was talking, and, you know, he was speaking his truth about how he felt. That's cool. But then pictures start popping up of John Legend with Harvey Weinstein.
Right.
So people are like, well, damn, John, where's that energy? So John,
right.
He was kind of explaining, like, well, I didn't know back then this and I didn't know that. And, you know, it was that type
of
thing.
Sounds like an old
you know,
picture.
But
sure.
Shit, yeah, if they don't approach you like that, they know, I feel like they know who to have that energy with. And if they don't approach you like that and that's not a part of your experience with them, how can you speak on it until you know?
Mm.
And I don't know if that's John Legend's, you know, if that's what happened.
Yeah.
But I just don't feel like he was approached the same. And that's just my opinion.
Because the thing is, you know, a lot of people are criticizing R. Kelly, rightfully so. But when it does come to other people, motherfuckers start getting quiet, start fiddling around.
Yeah.
And you got to have that same damn energy. That's the only thing that I'm tripping on people about.
Yeah, don't give Hugh had hella teenagers in his career.
Yeah, right. Hugh, yeah. All those dudes.
All of them, yeah.
Maybe on the Golden Globes, they just gave Bryan Singer's movie a Golden Globe Award a few nights. And this dude has all types of pedophile charges or accusations against him. Wow. And everybody's quiet about it. I'm like, no, let's not be quiet about that shit. Everybody's going to have to get it. It's sad.
So sad.
Right.
That they pry on people that can't, you know, take care of themselves or can't defend themselves.
Yeah.
And it got to be kids. Like, that shit is horrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, Layla, what else is happening out here?
Speaking of the Golden Globes, I'm going to talk about Regina King. She won a Golden Globe.
Yes, and she's glowing.
And she looks beautiful, and she bowed.
Who are these people? Hold on. There's always some fucking people coming to my office.
They look like...
I know. Who the fuck are these people?
Weird.
Hold on, man. Hold on, y'all. Every Tuesday, man, it's
weird.
Because they know we do this show. Some weird-ass people coming over here. Y'all bear with me for a minute. We're going to keep live, so if y'all hear something crazy. Yeah.
This is about to be my weapon.
Yeah.
We'll
get our weapon going. Bree, get them bras and use them as slingshots on their ass. They sling them cups at them.
Pow!
Yeah.
I pick up this damn chair.
Boom. You did?
I pick up.
Okay, what the fuck are they doing? What are you talking
about?
Y'all bear with me, guys. There's some mayonnaise going on in the
close the fucking jar. Close the mayonnaise jar.
I'm like, they're here for a minute. They're talking to Fatima and I don't know why.
Hey,
they still in here.
A buck with their ass.
Yeah, she is. Fatima about to ride on there.
Yeah.
Minute. You hear her.
What the fuck are they talking about?
Oh my god, get your man. Get out of here.
What the fuck are they talking about? Hold on, y'all bear with us, guys.
Tell Fatima to come in here.
What the fuck they want? Fatima, come in here, dear.
Look at her face.
Get on the mic.
Because we need to know.
Get on the mic, dear.
Now,
who in the hell? Who is that? Who are those people?
It's like T-Mobile salespeople.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Talking to Mike.
Hi.
And that's Fatima.
I think they came in before, maybe like a while ago.
Tell them we don't need no damn cell phone.
What were they asking? What
they
say?
They were just asking, like, who you use.
Oh, I hate people coming here, man. I don't like people walking up in here, man.
It always happens when we're on the air, too.
I know.
Always.
Do they come in here on Mondays?
No one really comes in here. Like, it's very rare.
Yeah.
On the air.
Yeah.
Not after, y'all pay attention to that.
That's what I'm saying. These might be some feds or some CIA people. Right. You dig?
Yeah, so no, fake-ass
people. They never come. During the week, it's quiet around here. The minute we get on air, here they come up in here knowing that we're here on Tuesday at the same damn time. This happens all the time.
Every week. We just got back.
You dig?
Wait,
I know.
Did this happen Tuesday when we wasn't here?
Nobody really comes in. It may be like maybe once a month somebody will walk in here other than like FedEx.
And then as soon as we get on air, it'd be like, knock, knock.
Yeah, and usually it's one person. Then now it's two. Two people just came in here.
Yeah, it was two. That's what I was like.
Man, okay.
And in a suit, too.
Yeah, they came in here. I don't like that at all. But anyway, but thank you so much, dear.
Yes.
Oh, Fatima, did you show people the sweater that I got, Fatima? Because Fatima's always cold.
I thought it was a sweater, so I opened it.
What do you call it? Because Fatima's always hollering about how goddamn cold she is.
Is that cute?
What is that?
He got her a whole blanket.
Oh, yes. You draped that over your shoulder?
Yeah, you draped it over your shoulder.
He got her a whole blanket. I'm so done with you.
I got her a Wakanda.
I'm done with you. He come here trying to be funny, but actually getting good gifts.
Hell yeah.
Put a belt on that and rock that, baby.
Brio, rock that to the club with a belt.
Okay. Exactly. Club with a
You know what?
No.
Oh, my God. You know, y'all know I went out with Fatima over the holiday, right? Mm-hmm. And you know how we always call Fatima old lady?
Yeah.
I swear. Please tell on yourself. I have to tell on myself because I felt so bad. Like, so Fatima had invited me to lunch, and then I was like, oh, I can't go this day. So then I called her the next week, and I was like, hey, Fatima, I can go today. You know, if you're available, let me know. So we went out to lunch, and then after lunch, she's like, oh, what's next? And I'm like, home? And she's like, because we had a couple drinks, and she was like, no, let's go out. I was complaining the whole time. I didn't even have my son. My son was with his dad. I didn't have no kid, and I just wanted to go home.
Wow.
And then, you know, she clowned me because, so we go to lunch, and we, you know, she pulled out her money to pay for her food, and I pulled out the money to pay for mine. She pulled out her bank card, and I pull out a bank envelope. So she was clowning me because, is that old lady Tariq, if I pull out a bank envelope?
You had a bank envelope?
With money.
That's some old school 18. Shit right there. That is some old school shit. My grandma used to have a bank envelope. Man, I ain't seen a bank envelope.
She pulled out her debit card, and I'm like, pull out my bank envelope. Like, how much 20 is carry the 2 21 cents.
It started. First of all, so we are done eating, drinking, talking. We went live on it. So then she had the nerve to say I was like somebody's auntie because I wanted dessert. Nobody orders dessert.
Yeah, because I'm like, who the fuck orders dessert?
And then the waiter tried to be slick, and he pulled out all four desserts on a plate and was like, well, these are all of your options. I'm like, okay, of course, now I'm going to want it because it's like right there. So she going to call me somebody's auntie.
I was like, who the fuck orders dessert?
I'm a little with cash in it. Like,
she pulled out her bra, though.
I know.
Did she pull it out of bra?
I was so confused.
It was an extra story. I wanted to know.
It probably wasn't even from a bank. Probably from a credit union or some old school shit.
I do have a credit union.
I swear. I was about to say, that's dead on point. No doubt.
I swear. No, I wanted to ask Tariq and Bria. I was like, is that really some old shit?
Yes.
I wanted to go home. Except I was like, fuck, I'm old.
You need to get you some dusters so you can wear around the house. Them long dresses that barely touch your ankles.
Oh,
that button up the front.
Now I'm going to hide my little bank envelopes. Fuck y'all.
Man.
Wallet.
I know. Yeah, a little change purse or something. Ah, damn. So, Bree, what else is happening out here in the streets?
I don't know if y'all heard, but Pablo Escobar's brother is raising money to impeach Donald Trump.
Yay!
I heard.
Pablo Escobar's brother. What a real nigga.
Nigga. Ah, damn.
Okay.
I love it. Now, you know you fucked up with a motherfucker out here doing international trapping and trying to get you up out the bank.
My man started a GoFundMe with a goal to reach $50 million, right?
Wow.
He's going to do intelligence research, lobby firms, and lawyers to assist in getting him out the motherfucking office.
Damn.
Do you hear me?
Man.
My man said, I am the brother of a Latino hero. I have eliminated many people from power. Trump will be impeached.
Damn.
Y'all heard his words. That's Pablo Escobar's brother.
He's going to raise a lot of money.
Yeah. Speaking of drug kingpins, did y'all see El Chapo's wife going up in court dripping with sauce. That bitch be in there dressed fly as hell. They done told her, you got to stop dripping like
she
that.
She don't know nothing. Ain't saying
nothing. Yeah, she ain't saying nothing. They're like, look, hey. I know I got some a Prada bag and some $800,000 boots, but my husband is a day laborer. I don't know nothing about no damn goat.
That's the definition of ride. That's a or rider. Die.
Wow.
She be in there dripping and riding.
Ain't no rider. She's a ride or die.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
She don't ride, so she don't die.
Yeah, they were complaining. The media was like, she's coming in there looking too fly.
Damn.
Yeah, they're like,
she's
shit.
She's toning it down, man.
She's
she
like,
gotta tone it down. Yeah. It is what it is.
She's like, look, I got a Black Friday sale this week.
Okay. You know?
That's where I got this shit from. Now move out the way before my Rolls Royce roll you over.
Did y'all see the new show about the cartel?
I heard about that. How was that?
I saw it last night.
How was it?
It's very love and hip hop ish, but with the cartel.
Oh.
But so, Griselda Blanco.
Yeah, Griselda Blanco. Yeah.
Her son is like one of the main characters.
Oh wow! Mm.
And
her ass wasn't no damn joke.
Yeah, man. She wasn't no joke. He said she killed over 200 people.
Yes, she did.
And he's just saying that on television. Yeah. Like, who knows the amount?
Yeah.
That what really happened, but he's like, he's advocating for peace and like no more blood, money, no more drugs, none of that. So he's trying to walk the straight and narrow because he lost his whole family to that game, both of his brothers and his mom.
Oh wow! Wow.
But the show also features like other females from different other families that were involved with the cartel. And so they linked up with this one girl. I can't think of her name right now. And they did a little research because she sounded a little funny. And come to find out, her dad worked for the FBI in New York. The NYPD.
Wow.
And that was something that she tweeted years ago. So I'm sure she forgot about it. They dug that shit up and was like, what part of the cartel you with, bitch?
So
that show might get real. Y'all might have to check out the cartel show. Wow.
Yeah, I got to peep that. That shit is heavy.
Yeah.
That shit is heavy. Layla, what's happening out here in these streets?
Kanye. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry to even bring this in 2019. But
what Kanye do?
He just want people to know where he stands in 2019. Mm-hmm. So on New Year's Day, he's a tweeted. Mm-hmm. He basically said that, you know, he is going to continue to wear his Make America Great hat again on every show. Nobody's going to talk him out of it. And he says that basically Trump makes him feel like a dragon, and he just wants everybody to know where he stands for 2019. He's all Trump.
Yeah, people will be kind of canceled like Kanye at this point because he's just so back and forth.
Said for 2019 he just wanted every, like, what are you, like, I'm so done. I can't.
Yeah, guys. People are kind of canceled. He's all over the damn place. So you
I
know.
Can't.
And they're pregnant again.
Yeah. Is it a surrogate or what?
It's a surrogate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you got money and you have nothing else to do, I mean, I would have tons of kids. Why not? I mean, I would. Yeah. And I ain't got to carry the baby either.
Man.
That's like a win-win. I have about 10 kids.
Man. Bree, what else is going on?
I don't know if you guys heard, but Love & Hip Hop, do you remember Tommy from the Atlanta season?
Oh, my God. I already know.
Yeah. What happened with her?
Terrible.
I guess she got indicted on child abuse.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
And could face up to 54 years in jail.
Yes.
Damn.
If convicted. So let me tell y'all about this child abuse charge that they talking about.
It's crazy.
Yeah, one of her kids was acting up in school. She went and got her ass, threw up against the locker, roughed her up a little bit.
Mm.
Like, you ain't gonna be in here acting like this and doing stuff that black mamas do when they go to the school to get their kids if they acting a fool. And because it was recorded.
She probably see her mama acting a
fool. How old is the kid, by the way?
Because it was recorded, let me see. I think it was a teenager.
Oh, she got a kid that old?
Okay. Yeah.
Dragged her. They said they slammed her into a metal locker. She slapped her in her face. Yeah, and drug her down the hallway.
Oh, damn.
I've seen that several times in school. Like, damn. You in here acting a fool, your mama gonna come tell you if you got the right type of mama.
Right.
Damn. You know what I'm saying? And that's it's to embarrass you so you know.
But that, damn, this shit is not locker, though?
Because it was recorded is where the issue lies.
Damn.
Because if it wasn't recorded, it would have been another day of somebody, black mama, coming up here, putting their ass in line.
Yeah. Back in
and
the
they would have laughed
that.
About it. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
you can't do shit now.
With these cameras.
Yeah, so.
54 years?
I don't know. We're going to pray for Tommy. She stay in jail, so I know they looking for a reason to lock her.
Yeah. They tacking that shit on because of her pre-record. Yeah. Damn.
Because 54 years just for that sounds crazy.
Yeah, bullshitting. God damn. Let me have some folks call up. Let me see if the phone lines work.
Yay,
we missed y'all.
818-850-5404. Let's see what the phone lines do. 818.
Call us and talk about some real stuff.
850-5404, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see if these phone lines will work like they're supposed to. Also, you guys, don't forget, go to ismradio.com to get the ism Angels books, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Get those.
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
Oh,
here we go now. All right. What's up? Who's calling?
What's going on? It's C. I'm calling from New York City.
Hey, how you doing, brother? What's on your mind?
I'm doing good. How's everybody doing? How the ladies doing?
Good.
How are you?
I'm good, good. So I just had a quick show suggestion for y'all, Tariq.
Go ahead.
If you don't mind. I know you're familiar with Super Chat, right? Like from your other channel.
Yeah.
There's this other software called Streamlabs. I've seen other shows on YouTube. I'll send you the email with some of the details. But it's got some cool features, like as far as donating and even using comments or sending comments that you can read off from the audience. So I just wanted to drop that as a little heads up. I've seen a lot of people making use of it. I think your show would
Hello?
A lot of shows with a much smaller audience than yours. And yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. So Streamlabs, that's the name of it?
Yeah, it's called Streamlabs. It's supposed to be a real easy software to use. And people could just, you know, send donations in real time.
Okay, I'm going to look into that, man. Thank you for the call, brother. Who else? What's up? Who's calling?
Hello?
Hey. Hey, brother. Hey.
This is Jay from the Bay.
Jay from the Bay. How are you, Jay?
Hello? Good. How are you, man? I'm just calling in to see how's it going.
I'm good. Everything is good, brother. What's on your mind, Jay from the Bay?
Oh, man, just nothing. Just wanted to call just to say how's it going, and hope you're doing good. I just last time we talked, it wasn't good.
I know we get into it, but then I forget what the hell we got into it about.
Damn, y'all got into it.
Yeah, we always get into it, but I be forgetting what it's about. What did we get into it about last time, Jay?
Well, you cussed me out. And
why did I cuss you out, Jay?
I don't know why you cussed me out.
What did you say?
You know why?
You probably know why, Jay. What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
Oh, you must have said something crazy.
I just called. I like to call up on the show, but lately you haven't been taking calls.
Okay, now people in the chat room are reminding me. It's about the imaginary beef. I remember now because you be calling up like, hey, we beefing. We need to get over our beef. I'm like, what? I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah, we need to get over this. Put this to the side. I'm like, right. I don't remember no beef, Jay. So you had this imaginary beef with me. And it's no beef, Jay. Everything is good.
All right. Well, I'm just calling in just to check in.
All right, Jay. You be good, brother.
He needs some spice in his life.
All right,
okay.
Now.
Okay. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Flex? This is Calvin calling out of Arizona.
Calvin out of Arizona. What's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on, Bree? How you doing, lady?
Hey,
Calvin.
Hey, so Flex, I got a question, a relationship question.
Go ahead.
Me and my ex, we broke up and whatnot. And I'm having a hard time kind of moving on. And when I see the win, I'm at work and whatnot. But yeah, I'm having a hard time moving on, man. The dating scene ain't really grabbing. I'm not totally over my ex. And then I don't really want another man around my child, children. So is there any type of advice you can give a brother on that?
Now, how long were y'all in a relationship?
We were together for a little bit over 6 years.
Okay, and how many kids y'all got together?
Two. We only have two children together, no outside children.
Okay. And what made y'all break up?
I had infidelities. I had cheated earlier. Yeah, I had cheated earlier in our relationship. This was not, you know, a year ago. This was like 2 years into our relationship. I cheated twice.
Okay.
With both women I knew.
Okay.
And it was a total of five times, two with one, three with the other. And this shit just didn't sit well.
Okay. And she wasn't with no other people, was she?
Not that I know of. I don't think she was.
And how long have y'all been broken up now?
We've been broken up since May of last year, but she moved out. She was still staying with me until about 2 months ago.
Okay.
So we technically broke up a couple months ago, but we was literally out of a relationship, like, you know, in May of last year.
But y'all were out of the relationship, but y'all were still living together, right?
Right, because, you know, we had everything together, you know. Although I bought it, we were still together. Like, it was still ours. So it's kind of just hard to say get out. So, you know, we got on her feet, it was able to move on and get out. You know, that's what it was. But in the house, we wasn't a couple. We just lived together.
Oh, okay. So y'all, what, no sexual thing going on while y'all were quote unquote broken up? Y'all still under the same?
No, we had sex. You know, we had sex and shit. But it, you know the genuineness of the sex versus it just being sex. You
right.
Know? So we was just having sex, but it wasn't like no love making.
Oh, okay. Well, look, she's out that house now, and guess what? That woman's somewhere doing some love making right now.
Oh, you know, my
that.
God.
Come on, I hate to come on now. We got to bring truth to power with it.
No, you don't know what that girl
that
doing.
Woman is out there getting it in.
No, now she got out that not. House.
My man got to know this.
Oh, my God.
She's getting it in now that she's out that damn house.
Is this the
house.
Way y'all get over
and
it?
And you know what? He been getting
get
it in.
No, let's not lie to this, brother. Let's not lie.
He been getting it overly getting it in.
We got to bring truth to power.
But
now, you want to get back, but does she want to get back? Because if she wanted to get back, she wouldn't have left.
He didn't say he wanted to get back. He said he's having a hard time getting over.
Okay, he did say, you know, kind of in a certain way, he wanted to low-key get back. Didn't you kind of want to get back with him?
For the kid or what?
This is the thing. I want to get back predominantly for the children. It breaks my heart. That shit can bring me to tears when it brings to my children. Because you're like, damn, I don't want to divide my family, especially in this climate.
Right.
But outside of that, if it wasn't for the children, it'd be like, all right, whatever. You know, we can do what we do. But when I think about my children, it's like, I don't think it's worth it. We can kind of work around whatever. So it's a torn situation. It's very torn.
And how does she feel about it? What's she been saying about it?
Oh no, she's completely done. Like it's not even I can't even converse with her about it. Especially since she moved out. Since she moved out, it's barely conversation about it because you know she's already like a woman mentally moves on before physically.
Absolutely.
And before she left, I already kind of felt the vibe. Like I just said, even with sex, that it was just like I always tried to make it work, and I just couldn't get it to click. It just wouldn't turn or click over.
Yeah, man. It, some things you just might have to charge to the game or just kind of let her live for a minute, you know, and, you know, get the shit out of her system, get life out of her system. I know, you know, guys are real possessive. You don't want her out there with the next dude. But, you know, when she ain't there, she ain't there. So, you know, you don't want her just sitting in the house being robotic about it. I would say, you know, try to communicate with them, just kind of, you know, talk with her just on some friend shit. Give her some space, but just be her friend. You understand? Just be a friend to her and y'all, you know, get to reestablish a connection with each other. You dig? When something happens like that, y'all need to just kind of start over and just reestablish something.
So just back up off her.
Yeah.
And I got some. And that's her. Like, what about the dating, though? Because I've been out here heavy, man. And my shit ain't clicking with the dating, man.
Yeah, and that's
I feel like I'm shooting.
And that's the thing. And that's the real reason. Because you out here and, you know, the game ain't what it used to be for you right now. You ain't. The game ain't really popping like that for you. And you're getting frustrated and you want to go back to that old thing. You dig? So you need to chill for a minute. You need to get out the dating scene for a minute and get your mind right. A lot of dudes be needing to get their minds right before they get out of here jumping in and out of the dating game. A lot of niggas be emotionally fucked up and don't want to admit it and try to be a player all the way through it. But you out here fucking up in the game and you making a bunch of mistakes. So you got to kind of sit down and regroup and get your mind right and get your paper right and get your situation right. You'll be fine. You feel me?
Appreciate you, brother.
All right, my brother, man. You be good, brother. All right.
I was about to say some R. Kelly shit.
I don't feel sorry for him at all. Y'all always cry wolf.
I know.
You go stick your penis up somebody else.
Yeah.
Lord.
When a woman I'm fed up. Yeah. Nothing you can do about it. I hate to say an R. Kelly quote right now.
Like, oh, she moved on. She moved on. She's somewhere having sex with somebody else. Yes. That's what she's supposed to do.
Now that I think about it, Tariq, you probably right because I know, well, no, you don't necessarily have to have sex, but when you're mentally gone, you're gone.
Yeah.
Like you lost her, guys.
Yeah.
Just know if her mind not there, sorry guys, just move on.
Why do y'all think y'all can cheat on women and they supposed to, we have to take you back.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Especially five times. Like, okay, like maybe one, not saying one or two was okay, but I feel like everybody deserves a chance.
Yeah.
But after 3, 4, 5, and 6, it's like, nigga, this is disrespectful.
Man.
That shit is so annoying. I get tired of it.
Yeah.
Man. But shout out to that brother. You know, you can feel his pain a little bit.
I know.
Yeah, you can feel his pain.
But
he ought to feel like that.
Yeah, he should.
He did it to himself.
Man.
And I feel more sorry for the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you, as a grown-ass man, you did that to yourself.
Do you think that people should, and I wrestled with this myself before I broke up with my ex, I was literally the last little end of my relationship. It was literally for my son. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. I tried
to Tariq to stay.
Yeah.
Because I want my family.
Sometimes you do try to work it out for the children because you have an investment and you know, that's a good reason to kind of work it out. But you don't want to be in a situation where y'all are just toxic towards each other because the kids don't need to be seeing that.
Exactly.
So it really depends on the level of, you know, connection or misconnection with the couple.
So sometimes it's okay,
right,
depending on the level of the toxicity.
Right, because a lot of times you can kind of ride shit out. Right. Sometimes people go through ups and downs and emotional ups and downs, and you can ride that out. But if it's to the point where mama is throwing shit and yeah,
right,
and if it's getting real crazy, the kids don't need to be around that.
Right.
Anyway, Bree, what else is happening out here in the streets?
If somebody get off my line calling me.
Uh-oh.
You popular? Them boots, uh-oh, girl. Them boots.
Them niggas.
I wish y'all a cash app me. Ain't nobody hit the cash app.
Y'all ain't hit a cash app.
It's too hard, Bree. Spell the shit out.
Yeah, spell it out.
It's R-E-R. I
know.
It's B-R-I-A-R-I-E-R. It's so simple.
Everybody on the cat. Let me. I'm gonna type that in the chat room.
Yeah. So yeah.
Everybody, man, put something on Bree's birthday.
I take coins.
Birthday.
I ain't gonna put you on blast like Layla was.
Yeah. I was not.
Layla was like, and Miss Jenkins' husband just sent me $25.
I know.
I'm like, girl.
Now, Bree, what is it? Spell it.
B-R-I-A-R-I-E-R.
That's it.
Yep. $BRIA.
Boom, right there,
cash
y'all. In the chat room. There you go.
Yeah, even though we're celebrating.
Let's see who we're going to shout y'all out. Anybody who cash
out,
we're going to shout you out right now.
Yes.
Let's hit that.
Him a girl.
Bree R-E-A.
Yes.
Hit that right now.
Hit we'll
give y'all a shout out right now for breaking it down for Bree. Layla, what else is in the news, by the way?
Oh, this is sad. I hate breakups. Tony Braxton and Birdman.
They broke up?
They freaking broke up, man. I'm pissed.
Wow.
They deleted all their pictures on social media with each other.
Damn.
Nobody knows, though. Nobody knows. Do you know?
Nobody knows
why they broke up.
I don't know.
It's such a secret.
I don't know.
Like, nobody knows. The media just knows they broke up. It sounds like a bad breakup, though, because when you're deleting pictures and shit.
Yeah, well, you got to do all that shit.
Yeah, if it's a good breakup, you just delete the pictures, because it was what it was.
And they back shooting the Braxtons now. Did y'all know that?
I know.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
But it was with only three sisters and a mom. I don't know if the rest of the sisters are going to join.
Is Tamar on there?
It was Tamar, Tony, and Tawanda, I think.
Oh.
So maybe they just wasn't on the promo pictures or whatever, but Tamar was like, yes, and two of the sisters are missing.
Oh, damn.
Kind of said it like that. Damn, and I'm like, oh, shit, I don't know what that means. But
I think she broke up with her man, too. Tamar, remember the guy?
Her African guy?
Yeah, she was gushing over and gushing. I heard she broke up with him after she done brought him on.
Well,
Wendy,
you know,
Williams.
It's a new year, goddammit.
Yeah, I would throw it in with the new man.
Man.
I know I didn't change my dating habits this year.
Oh yeah, are we not playing with nobody's son?
Oh, I'm not playing new.
Tariq, let me tell you what one of my exes told me. Mm. So my ex came back.
Uh-oh.
Oh, because I want that old thing back.
Wait,
you. Around my birthday, a little bit before my birthday.
Okay.
So, you know, we've been talking back and forth, and he's just expressing all these feelings that he have. And so when I start expressing what I want, the man told me, don't keep pressuring what you want.
Oh,
shit.
Goodbye.
God, damn.
That was a life-changing comment for me.
Wow.
Lord.
Because you don't get it. You're never going to get it.
No.
That's hilarious.
Because of the old me, whoever I was when I was with you, you think that shit's still going to go on, and it's not happening.
Niggas think
no
you
more.
Don't change. Mm. Your mind. Mm.
It's about me. And if you're not here to benefit, help, you know, provide.
Now, but did y'all smash while y'all were together here?
Yeah. No. While he was, he never came here.
No,
we
only
been talking.
Y'all been talking on the phone. Okay, I was about to say, okay.
But somebody come as, this is somebody I was like really in love
with.
Wait,
which one? Is that the one I met?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
You met one?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you later what.
They be having all types of shit going on that I don't be knowing about. Y'all did what? Y'all went where? You met who? I be so out the loop with their asses. I be learning shit on the air, Lord.
Cause Tariq, you say the shit on the air like it ain't no, It ain't nothing. You
I
didn't saying
know
names.
I didn't know it was secrets.
Yeah, because Barney called it. God damn, you saying the man's name?
Would never let me live that down.
That's why he don't never know nobody else's name.
Never let me live that
but
down.
But yeah, that one statement, I've already, in my I've changed my mental and, you know.
You should change your number.
My patterns. Oh, my number's changed.
Oh, you did have a new number. I was wondering why you got a new number.
But that man told me, let's not keep.
What was your reply when he said that?
What you want. Good day, my sir.
No, seriously, on the spot. What was your initial response, for real?
I said absolutely nothing. I blocked his ass.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I said absolutely nothing. You have the wrong idea all the way around.
Because he thought we was an old Sagittarius breed, because I get that all the time.
Because, you know, we very passive about a lot of stuff.
Yep.
Like, I've been very passive in relationships, and I think that's the only reason some of them lasted as long, because I've dealt with men cheating on me, and it's been like, okay, whatever, you a man, you gonna do it. I'm tired of living that life.
Yeah.
Like, and time is out for that. I'm not gonna be disrespected no more. I'm tired of that.
I feel you. So, 2019, no disrespect. Hashtag.
Exactly. Was that guy from Chicago?
He was from the Midwest.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, damn. She don't want to give too much. He's from the Midwest. I'm not going to say
where. If I say where he's from, everybody going to know who I'm talking about. So.
Oh, Lord, Lord. Oh, man. Hey, love is still in the air.
It is, and I'm still an advocate for it.
Yes. And
but
can y'all hear that?
Play me.
Yes. Bree, she campaigning, y'all. Brothers.
Campaigning.
I'm not playing with nobody's
she
son.
She playing with nobody's son.
Y'all better come correct with Bree.
Yeah.
You hit that Cash App first.
Hit the Cash App first.
You dig?
Start with that.
You dig?
Start there.
Start with the Cash App.
And if y'all out here bullshitting, Bree gonna let y'all know, man.
To the left, to the left.
To the left, goddammit.
I knew he was over there doing something. I knew it.
To the left, niggas. Get on away from Bree.
To the left, to the left. Everything you own in a box to the left, in the closet. That's my stuff. Yes, if I bought it,
it's what?
Don't
touch.
So
what the fuck accent is that?
I know, so South done. African.
Don't touch.
Wow.
All right, we got to get out of here, bro. Layla, what you got up for this weekend?
What do I have up for this weekend? I don't know yet. I mean, you know, my stuff just comes up randomly. Oh, yeah, I meant to tell you guys, I hosted, like, this little thing with the Golden Globes. That was pretty cool.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Yes, and that was last minute, too. Like, I never know what I'd be doing. Somebody just hits me up. It'd be, like, super random. So, yeah, shout out to Real TV Films. I did some Golden Globe stuff. That was pretty fun.
That is what's up.
Let's come up in 2000.
Yes, indeed. Where can they find you, though, Layla, on Instagram?
Oh, guys, you know where you can find me now? I'm trying for 2019. You can hit me on LaylaLopez.com, honey.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
She got
the whole website. LaylaLopez.com. And at Miss Layla Lopez, of course, on my Instagram, at Miss Layla Lopez. Catch me there, too.
Yes, indeed. And Bree, has anybody hit the Cash App yet?
Nobody has hit the Cash
y'all
App.
Y'all got
to
hit
I guess I look rich to y'all. I thank y'all, though. Man. I take it as a compliment.
People be thinking, man. But don't be counting her pockets, man. Don't be
Layla,
counting nobody's pockets.
Did you see about Layla's new, she got a new friend on Instagram?
Oh, shit.
Oh.
That like to write songs for her.
Tariq.
Oh, that big, fat, crazy nigga?
Oh, my God.
I'm talking about, listen, you want to pay her bills? Pay her motherfucking bills, my... Look.
Bree was like, let him pay her bills. I was like, Bree, I'm not... No. I know I need my rent paid. L.A. High.
Let him stay where he at and let him pay your bills.
Okay, cash at me, Rodney. Rodney, cash at me.
Was that the nigga be singing songs?
Yes,
he was singing Mink Slide, and he did a whole Mink Slide dance.
He did.
Did you see the Mink Slide dance he did?
I saw that.
He sung a song about giving you a bath.
Dr.
Yeah.
Layla, you know he might treat you right, girl.
Yeah, that nigga look crazy as cat shit.
I swear he do. I'm so sorry.
But then she telling me to pay my bills, though.
I'm like, look, get the pay. Like
if you want to just cash at me, then cool.
Because he be commenting under my shit.
Yeah.
Like, what does he be saying?
He be like, this remind me of Layla. I'm like, everything. I'm like, this nigga's real upset. Oh, nigga, what are you talking about?
Oh, that is
Dude,
so disturbing.
What the fuck?
It's so disturbing.
Poor Tariq, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this nigga.
And I usually would have blocked people like this by now,
Layla put some black girl magic on his ass.
Dude, shit, I don't even know where he live.
Oh,
that's how you do it.
Yeah, that's
that
how you do it.
I know he's not in California. I think it's at Michigan or something. Supposedly. Man. I don't know. He's staying in Michigan. Cash at my rent. I'm cool.
Okay.
I won't stop you. LA's high as shit.
Somebody said he's a fat R. Kelly. I think it's R. Jelly.
His ass
she's like R. Jelly.
Oh, no.
Man. Anyway, Bree West, what's your Instagram, dear?
Bree.ria. Same as the Cash App. Yes, same as Instagram. Y'all follow your girl.
Yes, indeed. And I'm Tariq Elite. on the gram, and we will holla at you guys next week. Y'all be good.
Watch your back.
Yes, indeed.